Hi, I am Antaeus Playwrights Lab member Ravi Kapoor. Thank you for checking out this tour created by Antaeus Theatre Company as part of our podcast series, The Zip Code Plays, a celebration of the diverse culture and history of Los Angeles neighborhoods. I am looking forward to learning about 91331 Pacoima with you. So, let's get started. The history of Pacoima dates back to 450 AD, when the indigenous people of the area, the Fernandinho Tataviam, called it Pacoinga Village. The word Pacoi means to enter, and so Pacoinga is believed to mean the place of the entrance, probably in reference to the nearby Tahunga Wash. Shortly after the arrival of the new Southern Pacific Railroad station, a large brick passenger station that was considered to be one of the finest on their line, the area saw a rapid growth with spacious and expensive two-story homes being built. In 1888, the town's main street, known today as Van Nuys Boulevard, was constructed, and building codes were established requiring that new buildings cost at least $2,000. A high price tag for the time period that ensured that the area remained exclusive. The Great Flood in 1891 resulted in many people moving away, and Pacoima returned to being more of an agricultural area. During World War II, the area saw another rapid period of growth as the need for worker housing increased, thanks to the nearby Lockheed plant. Following World War II, many African Americans settled in Pacoima because they were excluded from other neighborhoods in Los Angeles, resulting in one of the largest black middle-class communities in the San Fernando Valley. By the late 1960s, immigrants from rural Mexico began to move to Pacoima because of the low housing costs and the proximity to manufacturing jobs, as many of the African American families moved away, resulting in another demographic shift for the area. Unfortunately, in the 1990s, Lockheed made massive layoffs, and the nearby Van Nuys General Motors plant closed, resulting in many longtime Pacoima residents leaving the area. First stop on our tour is Mural Mile, Van Nuys Boulevard, Pacoima, California 91331. Starting in 2012, Mural Mile grew out of an art movement by individual artists who were looking to beautify their city and engage the youth in the community. Today, there are over 50 murals along Van Nuys Boulevard. Here are just a few of our favorites to check out. Christy Sandoval's Decolonized, located at Van Nuys Boulevard at Bradley Avenue, behind Global Unlimited Insurance, breaks the second dimension by incorporating an awning into the mural that also features monarch butterflies, macaws, and California poppies. Levi Pond's homage to Danny Trejo celebrates the actor who was born in Pacoima, located at 13043 Van Nuys Boulevard. Sandoval's Freedom Fighter was painted with the Hood Sisters, an all-woman crew of artists who strive to raise awareness through public art, and pays tribute to Tupac Shakur's grandmother, Asata Shakur, at 13161 Van Nuys Boulevard. And Ponza's Pacoima's Art Revolution, at 13349 Van Nuys Boulevard, painted during a time when painting murals was illegal in Los Angeles, standing as a symbol for the fight for the arts. Okay, let's head over to the Hanson Dam, 10965 Drawnfield Avenue, Pacoima, California, 91331. The Los Angeles flood of 1938 was one of the largest floods in the history of Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties, creating almost 1 year's worth of rain in just a few days. It caused $78 million of damage, approximately $1.42 billion in today's dollars, making it one of the costliest natural disasters in LA's history. The Hanson Dam was built by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in 1940 to control the runoff and floodwaters in the area. Using eminent domain, the Corps seized the horse ranch of Homer and Marie Hanson to build this 2-mile-long and 97-foot-high dam. At the time of its construction, the dam was the largest of its type in the world, built by a 1,000-person workforce. You can get closer to the dam on the handsome bike trail from the address listed on Drawnfield, or take in the views during a round of golf at nearby Hanson Dam Golf Course, located at 10400 Glen Oaks Boulevard. Here in LA, we're used to beating the heat, but what about eating the heat? Nashville Hot Chicken, 10750 Glen Oaks Boulevard, number 3, Pacoima, California, 91331, is ready to deliver spicy goodness to your taste buds with a signature Southern style. We really love that they have varying heat levels for some of our more, shall we say, heat intolerant visitors. Let's head over to the Richie Valens Recreation Center, 10736 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, Pacoima, California, 91331. Born Richard Valenzuela in 1941, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Richie Valens is honored throughout the city of Pacoima, where he was born and raised. There is a mural painted by the artist Manuel Velasquez at nearby Pacoima Middle School. Two murals featuring Valens on Mural Mile, one at 13663 Van Nuys Boulevard and the other at 13433 Van Nuys Road. And this park, which was renamed to honor him in 1994. Valens had several hits, but his most notable was La Bamba. Unfortunately, Valens's life ended tragically in 1959 when, at the age of 17, a plane he was on crashed in Iowa. The plane crash also claimed the lives of fellow musicians Buddy Holly and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson, as well as the pilot Roger Peterson. Our final stop is Stylesville Barber and Beauty Salon, 13161 Van Nuys Boulevard, Pacoima, California, 91331. The oldest black-owned business in Northeast San Fernando Valley, Stylesville Barbershop and Beauty Salon was started by Freddie and Ollie Carter in 1957. The original building was actually across the street from its current location. The Carters bought the current location in 1977 and renovated the space. To meet state regulations around gender segregation, they built a partition that separated the women and men, which still remains today. Stylesville is now run by a third-generation family member and draws clients from all over Southern California. And that ends our tour of 91331. Thanks for checking out Pacoima with me. If you haven't yet, please listen to our free audio play about this area, 91331 Pacoima, Gold and Shine by Kari Wyatt. It's available wherever you get your podcasts or at zipcodeplays.info.